So if I know Global won't get on here because I asked him already, and he said he's gonna pass on this amazing opportunity because he's so busy in his business endeavors.
He's
Global, if you do want to get on here, you're more than welcome. I know you're probably busy with your millionaire stuff.
No, you're CEO of the Netflix show. So.
Yes, CEO of Netflix.
No, we don't know what it's going to be because it's either going to be bought out by Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix, Apple Music, iTunes TV.
Or all of them.
Stars.
Or he's just going to like make his own network.
Or Million Dollar Talk Show, honestly.
Yeah, or it's going to be.
Like, it's not even a talk show. We said my show.
I think it's
talk
funny.
Show video.
Dude, I think it's funny. He's the only one that comments on his million. Like, it's like Global Professor. Congrats, man! Like,
dude,
Global,
dude.
You wrote that, dude.
You run the account.
Yeah, like you're the only one that runs the account, and you like comment. Congrats, like to your own self. I'll try to comment something because that's who I am. But it's like comments have been limited. I'm like,
No, a lot of people don't know this, but Global hired me for about 3 days this summer, and I was like, all right, Global, what are we shooting? Next text is, yeah, bro, this just isn't going to work out. Your editing styles just don't line up to, like, what I envision.
That's funny.
You don't envision.
And I was like, my editing style is whatever you want, Global.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
And he's like, yeah, bro, I'll hit you up during basketball season for sure. And I was like, because you run a team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he runs a team. Also, he has,
five
college scholarships?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
It is. But, no, he's focused on the... TV show.
So, no, Jacob Bush seems like a good guy.
Great guy.
Like, he genuinely seems great like
guy.
A happy
no.
person.
He is, though.
But he just, it just seems like he lies about everything.
Yeah.
He does. And that's the thing. Like, I've known Global since I was, like, 2.
Seems,
yeah.
Like, it seems like
since
he genuinely, like, this
two.
Is no knock on Jacob Bush's character at all.
Yeah, no.
He seems like, this is all from a business standpoint.
Global's the
yeah.
most genuine guy you know. Like, you,
yeah.
he seems
I,
cool
I know. He's the most genuine guy
he,
I know.
He supports everyone.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
if you, no. like, if I was in trouble... And Jacob was there, he'd be like, oh shit, I got you, man. Like,
yeah.
He went and jumped one of his, like, followers. Like, he didn't know the kid. Went and jumped his car at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I saw
yeah.
that.
Like, what the fuck?
No, he's definitely a great guy. I think he's...
The cat.
I think the problem is he perceives himself. I think he thinks other people look at him as, like, this insane figure. So he has to put up to the standard
yeah.
of all this stuff. So... And we didn't get off to the best start because he was selling fake shoes. So
he's slinging fakes left and right.
So I called him out because like I was Boys to Resell at the time, so I had the power to do that. And I remember immediately I called him out.
I remember
like,
that whole beef, bro.
3 minutes later, it was literally 3 minutes later, he has this full paragraph saying the story of what happened and why he's selling fake shoes. The comments were turned off, so no one could say anything. It was literally a full well, like, so he knew this was coming. He knew, it was like, okay, as soon as someone calls me,
like already
yeah,
typed it out.
It was a full paragraph of, let me pull it up, of basically saying this was all an accident and he, you know, this will never happen again, right?
Yeah.
But so
later.
We had this group chat back in the day for like selling shoes and he was never in it because we all knew he was selling fakes. And like, it's like, yo, do you know that guy that, he's got these... Air Prestos, size 10 and a half. Well,
yeah.
Prestos aren't, they don't come in half sizes. So we knew right then and there he's selling fakes. Like the Off-White Prestos were only in full sizes. And so he's like trying to sell a size 10 and a half. And so like he was really never involved. And then everyone's like, yo, dude, Global's got the best deals on these Yeezys. I'm like, well, these Yeezys are also fake as shit.
Yo,
$20. Very near dead stock. OG all, $20.
Yeah, so...
Shipped.
So the thing that made me the most... Like, probably pissed me off the most was this one kid that... He's hustled so much. He's just like... He's a freshman right now. Hustled like crazy back in the day. And he's like, yo, dude, Global's hooking it up. I'm like, what
Who
do you mean? His name's Parker. You might know him, Parker Starnes. He goes to Mountain View.
No, I was thinking of Ryan Mills.
Oh, no.
He owns Westside.
Yeah. Okay, so then... He was like, yo, Global's hooking me up with some dead stock Sean's, size 8.5, for under stock X payout. I'm like, Parker, why would he sell you a pair of dead stock shoes that he could sell to stock X for $1,000 for $800? Like,
yeah,
why would he, like, he's like trying to make money. Why would he sell $200 cheaper? And I was like, the only reason he would do that is because they're fake. They're like, no, dude, he's hooking it up. Like, he, like, all these people think, like, he's this insane guy. Because, like, I was saying, like, he comes to this standard. And so, you know,
No, in the Mormon,
that's when
the Mormon
I was like,
community, like, they really, really like him.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, I was talking to, like, some people, like, when I was playing basketball, and I was, like, they were, like, talking about Jacob and all the stuff he's doing. I was, like, you guys know he's not actually doing all this stuff,
yeah.
right? And they're, like, no, he is. I was, like,
dude,
all right.
So, okay, one more thing. Okay, so like, I am Mormon, so
yeah,
that's like the reason I've known Jacob Bush for so long. Mm-hmm. But everybody in our like church group is like praises this guy. I'm like, dude, why would you like
he's before? A great guy.
Yeah,
he's
before
a great
when
guy,
he had
well,
like when he had 3K on Instagram, that's when I fucked with him. Mm-hmm. But when he skyrocketed from 3K to 40K and then lost another 20K,
you don't just lose 20,000 followers.
Dude, this guy's legit as hell. No, not at all.
Did he have 40K at one point?
Yes.
Yeah, he blew up, and then the like Indian Siberian chats or whatever
like, got like
deleted. Yeah. So this is what he said. So I called him out. If y'all didn't know, there are a couple shoes that weren't sold, but indeed fake. I got scammed, and I'm getting a refund as we speak. Will happen again. I appreciate people helping me out. Right. All his next pictures, their fake shoes are in the background still.
Oh.
All
of
them are fake.
He says, I burn shoes. He says, I burn fake shoes. A week later, I look at his story. He's like, yo, selling these fake Travis for anybody that can't afford them. I'm like,
I totally get that.
I think that's fine if he owns it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with
but
that.
But then, no, the problem with that is, okay, he sells these fake Travises. He sells these fake Travises to some dumbass kid. That dumbass kid sells another dumbass kid for a real pair.
Yeah.
And then now this confirmed real pair is on the market in town. And then someone like me gets some, and then I realize they're fake. That's where there's like this problem. So then when Global, because then all these kids were like, yeah, I got them from Global. I'm like, dude, you don't think Global hit me up too to get these fake shoes? Like, they're clearly fake, but a lot of these kids don't realize that. Like, they're always Global.
I bet a ton of shoes in like Idaho, Bruce area are fake.
100%. I had so many fakes.
Like, I've seen a few that are like, I even posted a pair I got from, I'm not going to drop the store name, but they're in there. You know what I'm talking about. I posted it up on Grailed, and they were fake. Like,
What determined that? Did they just say it was fake?
It was the Nike logo on it.
No, but like, did Grailed say it was fake?
Yeah,
it probably wasn't. That's they
took
to
it off my market.
They try to moderate that, but in reality, that's like the most that Grailed has like the stupidest way to. They just literally say, basically they just have people that think they know shoes and look at the shoes and be like, oh, these are real or fake. Like, I know a lot of people that sold that when they did that. A lot of people literally just post like shoes that were completely fake, but they were confirmed real and they were just slinging.
Well, I was like. I was kind of pissed.
Grailed, you can't guarantee that. But
I was a little pissed because I bought them for retail, $90.
Mm-hmm.
And then I held on to them for like a month. And then people started like, the demand for them just got huge. So I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna go see how much this is. Like $300. I'm like, shit.
Okay.
An hour later, posted up on Grailed.
So what you're saying with like, there's a lot of fakes. There was, dude, the Supreme BOGOs and like a lot of the like bigger items were so fake, and like every kid would like, you know, like they'd get sold to this kid, and like, dude, four kids have hit me up in the past for this fake North Face. Like, like clearly it's fake. Like, obviously, it's you'll never find a good deal in town. Like, everyone should know that. And so, like, I don't know. I don't want to get too much into Boy Screw Yourself.
That's my next topic is when did you know you wanted to work for yourself?
That's good.
That's a nice question.
So I've never had a normal job, luckily, because like Voice to Retail, I was able to like pay for my camera stuff.
Yeah.
But like, I think I realized I would never want a normal job was when I don't know. I think it'd probably be like I'd say when I would work for people and like I'd get these like kind of like I'd do a video for people and like when they would tell me what to do, I'm like, fuck this guy, like. This is my job. Like, this is the reason why you're I'm hired, because like this is my thing.
Yeah.
I think that'd be like the biggest thing was like, and I knew I had a talent that like I don't want to like waste. Like, the reason you have talents is like you know, hold on to them and use them.
I knew exactly that I never wanted to work for anybody, and I'll even go further in by saying this: that I never wanted to have a job, because I don't think of my video stuff as a job. I genuinely love it. I love editing. I love everything about it. It's not a job to me. It's my passion.
According to Brooke,
it's a hobby.
It's a hobby.
But I knew in 8th grade that I didn't want to work for anybody when I started selling Supreme. In 8th grade, like, that was like my thing.
Uh-huh.
I bought a jacket for like $300 and sold it for like $1,500 like the next day, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, if I can just do this, like, I'll never even have to work for anybody ever. And I realized, like,
if you can, you can start anything and scale it big enough where you never have to work for anybody.
Yeah, it's not 2020.
It's all about scaling. You can do literally anything. Exactly.
Like Jay manages girls that take pictures of themselves.
Exactly.
They're not even nude.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're not even nude.
You can do anything you want to it's any scale you want. Yeah. Like, exactly. I mean, obviously there has to be demand for it.
Of course, like
yeah.
But you can. There's almost a demand for everything
these days. There's the dude from like Caldwell that is making a living off cranberry juice and riding his longboard.
Dude, like, Dogface is making.
Dude, I had no idea. I had no idea he was from Caldwell. Dogface 420.
Yeah. Dude, it's from like Twin Falls or some shit.
I think it's like
it's Caldwell. Yeah, it's close. Yeah. Like there's a few people that saw him.
Like he got a truck.
Yeah, he got a free truck.
He got every dude. He has like every. He fallen into
a brand deal with
and
Ocean
now
Spray.
He just diversifies that and he's good.
He just runs with it. Yeah.
I think we should go back to D's question though.
Like, oh yeah.
Like, you want to go?
Oh, you can go. I'll go after you.
So like, I don't know. In middle school, I was kind of skeptical about the whole college thing. I don't know because I guess throughout middle school, I was like, I did kind of try in school and like I don't know.
Yeah.
And then freshman year, mm-hmm. like hit me. I was like, wow. This shit's so stupid. Like, yeah. I could apply myself to the max, and like that's kind of when I started doing my video stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I've had a couple like I've like two actual jobs just because
there's money.
I like the people, like not even the money. Like
oh, really?
It's just because like the people. I got these jobs like knowing the people, and like I just had a good time.
Oh yeah, you used to work with Anthony, right?
Yeah, with Anthony,
Jack. Yeah.
Like, yeah, and I worked at Revitalize at Juice Bar, and, like, mm-hmm. I met so many people through that, and I still talk to so many people from that, and, like...
It's connections.
So that's just, like, friendships and stuff, but I really found out, like, that I didn't want to work for anyone, like, probably, like, sophomore year. That's when I started Handsome Media. I had no idea what it was going to be. I just, like, made an Instagram.
Yeah.
And then it turned into this, and then, like, a couple months ago, it hit me that, like... I, like, am an entrepreneur, and, like, this is what I'm doing, like, for the rest of my life. It's, like, nothing, like, ordinary, and it's just,
When you have a drive, though, it's so, it's easy to, like, see that
and
vision.
It's, like, in my opinion, I'm not even focused, like, just on video. Like, it's just, like, the whole business as, like, starting businesses.
Yeah.
Like, even this is video, but, like,
it's
us, like, starting
it's
a new business.
Yeah.
So, like, it's, like, I just love seeing stuff grow.
I have a drive that I want to make stuff on my own, but I also more than that, I hate people telling me what to do.
Oh,
yeah,
bro.
I want to do my own thing.
For
I don't want people to have to control my entire life. I want to control my life.
Exactly.
Like, I'll touch on this real quick before Reed gets into it. My English teacher told me on our very last class ever, she said, 90% of your life is going to be boring. You're not going to want to do most of your life. And I was like, yeah.
You were probably like,
I was like,
that.
No, not me.
Yeah.
I promised myself I will never, ever say that. And I was like, I was just sitting there like, how sad is that? That she's lived 90% of her life not enjoying it. Like, that's just terrible. Like, I can't imagine on everything on this earth and you do something you don't like.
Yeah, I don't understand it truly. Like, people are so, like, brainwashed that they have to do certain things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That they have to do this, have to go to college, have to do all this stuff. It's like, what do you want to do, though?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever thought about, like, what you want to do?
Like, it blows my... Yeah, exactly. I think it blows my mind that people are so, like, wired into, like... You were saying that you tried in school, and then I feel bad for the people that literally are like they've ruined their high school lives. Like, dude, this is the best time of our lives because they want to get like into a good college, which I understand. Like, obviously, but you got to realize like
they're not enjoying it.
Yeah, like a lot of successful people will say this. The one thing they regret is they didn't enjoy the journey. Like, they didn't enjoy like
the process,
like the grind of that. And so like
Gary Vee is such a good example.
Yeah, exactly. And so a lot of people, like, just all they do is, like, oh, I got to get to this college. Like, why don't you just take a breather, relax, enjoy what you have. Yeah. And then, like, I think...
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I think when you do that, there's so many ideas that open up. Like, say, for example, we were in this, like, our parents, like, told us... I think I could say for all of us, our parents, like, are pretty supportive, relatively, and, like, letting us do our own thing, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. At least for me.
Yeah.
No, mine are completely... Like, mine, like... My mom's like, I don't think you should go to college. I'm like, don't worry, I'm not. Like,
with my parents both being teachers, I'm so glad that they're like, okay, you're not going to go to college. Like, we understand that. Because I know some kids that literally, like, all they care about is getting into their college they want. Like, Like, how do you even know that's like, though? Yeah,
is
how
that
do you
enjoy it?
They don't even yeah. know.
Like, it's, how do you know that's the college you want?
When you, how do you know it's even gonna work
when
out?
When you've closed your options in seventh grade, when you, like, you know, saw promotion of this college.
It's harder for me because both my parents went to college, and now they're both, like pretty successful. Like, I see, like, okay, you can go the college route, and you can work your way up for 20 years and get a good desk job that makes you six figures a year, and, you know, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But is that really how you want to spend your life?
No.
It's like, too ordinary. Honestly, I'd rather make below six figures a year doing exactly what I love, traveling around the world and stuff like that, and making videos, than making $200,000 a year just to, like, live. Like, because they're, like my parents have fun, but they're, like, really just living. Like, they don't have a lot of free time. Like, my dad works.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's it.
Like, we're working, like, now.
Exactly, yeah.
But we're having fun, too. Like, we have the weekends.
And, like I love my parents so much. Like, they definitely give me, like, so much, like insight and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they want me to go to college. And if I made a deal with myself. I said if I can support myself, like, out of high school, I won't go to college. But part of me also wants to go to college. I honestly think it'd be fun.
I think going and, like, living the college experience would be cool, but...
Yeah. But also, we could live our own college experience.
Yeah, go on. I'm like, yo, invite me to the parties. Yeah. I'll be over here.
Bro, I can go live in a college town and be involved in this.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you got a camera, dude, people are going to want you to come to a party and stuff and be around in the events.
Back to what D was saying about, like, how his dad's working a lot and so is his parents or his mom to, like, just, like, make a good life for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how my parents are, is, like, they're working, like, they're grinding these long shifts at work. Like, sure, they're both making six figures a year, but it's, like, at what expense?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they come home and they're drained. I don't even see them. Like,
yeah.
That's when I figured out, like, the 9-to-5 grind is not my...
Dude,
not
I wouldn't make path. It, I wouldn't make it 4 days, like, at a 9-to-5.
Even me working my part-time job.
Exactly,
as a
that's how I was.
Like... it kills me, and I only work 3 hours a day for, like, 2 days a week.
I worked construction last summer for a week, and I didn't show up again, because I was like,
dude,
I was like, oh,
dude,
hell
it's
no,
awful.
Not a
it's
shot.
Awful.
I was picking up scraps.
But
I was
crazy.
I was like, this is what taught me. I don't want to work.
Yeah. It's what's crazy is, like, that's not necessarily it's shitty. It's just we're not meant for it. Like,
exactly. No, that's not a shitty job at all. Owen can put his head down and just go straight at it. And don't get me wrong. He gets paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's like 14 an hour.
Those kids grind.
But for me, I was just like, I hate this.
Yeah.
Like, I seriously struggle to make it through one day.
And so I think it's important to, like, for people to realize it's like there's a difference between a shitty job and a job for the right person.
Exactly.
Like, there's jobs for everyone. So it's like you got to figure out, like, what that job is and, like, you know, your passion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like for me, like Carson, our friend Carson is going to be taking over a construction company. For me, going to work for probably 10 years framing every day,
God,
I couldn't imagine doing that. But
even a year, even like a month.
But
bro.
he's probably going to be the quickest millionaire out of all of us.
And I'm already setting in my 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, but he's going to be the quickest millionaire before all of us.
Yeah, he'll
because that's what he likes.
He'll definitely have his house paid, giant houses paid off
by like 22.
Yeah, but he'll be busting his ass off. Like, and that's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to do. It's like.
I respect it, though.
Yeah,
like, if you're chasing a bag, I respect it.
Yeah.
I'm like, even we can do
that. It's just not for me.
I think it's so cool how parents can, like, make something for their kids, and they, like, have their kids done, like, future set out.
Yeah.
But also, I'm so glad I'm not in that position, and I can make something for myself.
Yeah.
And, if I become successful enough where I can do that for my kids, I won't. I'm going to make sure that they make something for themselves, too.
Yeah.
I'd like financially support them, but like I want them to understand that like they're on this earth for like a reason, not just to take over the company.
Yeah, it's definitely like part of like our lives is like this is gonna be a huge part of our lives looking back. Like we're gonna be so glad that we did this and like because in 20 years when like we all have these like nice ass houses, nice lives, and we're chilling, we're not really working anymore. Like we're just managing like shit.
Yeah,
like,
keeping it.
We're gonna be like, wow, that was definitely worth it. Like,
yeah, we all work now, but still, like,
and it's like
balanced
work.
Our lives. Yeah,
like work.
Yeah.
Like quotations.
Like, it's weird. Like, I'll tell people like, oh, I gotta work. It's like,
they're like, oh, where do you work?
Like, oh, go upstairs sit on my computer. Because like, oh, okay, I gotta work. It's like when you hear that, like, oh, you gotta go to like fucking Walmart.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm sitting on my kitchen table.
I literally lay in my bed. And, like,
I roll up. Yeah, if I
I want to, I'll stop whenever I want, and yeah. I'll just continue at any point.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, I'll do it later.
Yeah. But also, I think a lot of people like get the idea of, oh, we make videos, we must be like so successful. Like, dude, I literally, I'll be straight up honest. I'll have a month where I make
a fat check.
No money. $300 maybe.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I don't think people really realize like.
We're not really swimming in cash right now.
No, bro. Like, especially with camera stuff, we just put it all back in.
Especially with COVID, too. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not very many jobs going around for COVID.
Yeah, I only made money from editing stuff. Like, editing
over quarantine, didn't make a single dollar.
You know what's fucked, though, is, like, I've been cashing out on Lulu lately. Like,
yeah, you gotta stop, bro.
Like, too much. My funds are so low. It's like... I've got like maybe a grand in the bank right now.
Yeah, you gotta.
Damn, Reed.
You gotta
put it into your camera stuff.
Yeah, you gotta
that's
go to.
Like, you really
I know.
And then you get Lulu, because then it's like, damn, that's nice.
I barely, yeah, like, I'm pretty comfortable, like, with where I'm at, but, like, even buying, like, a pair of Lulus, I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah, I'm like, dude,
but I also, like, see, like, my mindset is, like, you can, like, treat yourself, get what you want. Like, there's always a way to make
yourself.
More money.
Don't be strict.
Like, spend your money and just make more. Like,
yeah,
like,
that's why I don't have a problem cashing out on camera equipment.
Yeah,
because like, I know exactly. It is gonna help me make more money. Like when I gotta click like purchase for a $2,500 lens, I'm like, holy shit! Are you serious? Am I doing this right now?
Then after you do it, you're like,
no, it's weird. It's like
that got me so many more jobs.
I'm over here buying lenses and camera stuff. Like, I don't really care, but then I'm like. $9 for a
Costa?
Video. Like,
are you serious? Put some more fucking beef in that right now.
No, I literally like, I'm like, I'm paying $9 for a burrito. You're putting more beef, like sweet pork. I'm not paying $9.
Ryan's like, strict. I'll spend so much money on food. That's the one thing I need to get better at.
Yeah, they're always like, that was good food. I'm like, dude.
Ryan's like, no.
That's
like,
how I used to.
I like my rice from my freezer.
Yeah.
I love food so much.
Chicken and
like,
rice,
Chick-fil-A
bro.
Is so good. Are you
same
serious?
Same, Ryan. I meal prep shit, and I'm like,
yeah,
eating my broccoli depressed as fuck.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I need to get better at is food, because
I don't really have a problem spending it now, because like we don't have any expenses like
rent
or anything.
Might as well do it now, like.
But also like I look back at like my Venmo, I'm like $10 for food, like I think that's like $100.
Yeah,
I'm like Jesus Christ.
Owen is probably the worst person at spending money. That kid, you give that kid a gas station, bro. He's walking out with all the candy, all the Ben and Jerry's, everything. You heading out?
Yeah.
He's got like a whole bag.
Should we wrap this up?
We can wrap this one up.
Yeah.
We got like...
I feel like we could definitely record like another one of these like this week sometime.
Yeah. If people like it.
It is free again this week sometime.